So, Joe, looking ahead to this weekend, where the Donegal Hurlers are, of course, back in action. They host Mayo on Sunday. Before we look at that game, they're coming under the tie off the back of a bit of a lumping at the hands of Kildare. Yes, we understand that Kildare probably a level or two above where Donegal Hurling is at the minute. But as you come out of that game and go into a clash, which is a repeat of last year's final in Ickey Record, was there any sort of lessons learned at all from Mickey McCann coming out of Kildare last weekend?
Ah, look, I suppose Mickey, they were under that Kildare game, and look, they began looking, they won that game, but as we said, like, you know, Kildare probably, you know, looking at it, are a few years ahead of Donegal, regards to strength and conditioning, and, you know, just their general play, you know, your man David Hertie, the ex-Kilkenny goalkeeper's there managing them now, and, you know, he's five All-Irelands behind him, and, you know, good bit of experience and things like that, so, like, there's a lot of work going on there, but as I said, you know, Mickey probably, you know, couldn't take too much from the Kildare game, you know, going under this weekend, to be honest. Like,
obviously, this match against Mayo would have been one of the two games that Mickey would have targeted. They got over the victory against Roscommon, and if they can get a repeat result this weekend, it would put you in a strong position and staying in the division where Mickey wants to be, Joe.
100%. Like, you know, the first day out there against Roscommon, like, you know, it was hard to know, I suppose, and from Mickey's point of view and the management's point of view, to know where the lads were at, like, you know, because it was just a couple of weeks training beforehand. And, you know, they went into the game, probably didn't play great against Roscommon. You know, they had 12 wides and things like that. But look, you know, they got the result. That's all that mattered. They got the 2 points against Roscommon. And as I said at the start, you know, they'll be targeting their home games. And they got the two against Roscommon. Mayo this weekend, you know, they'll be targeting the North 3 points there, definitely.
Yeah. What sort of Mayo are they going to face this weekend? Yes, they beat them in the Record final last year, so they did at Croke Park, and Donegal finished the stronger in that game. Mayo will obviously come to Letterkenny looking for a bit of revenge, so they will.
100%. Like, you know, and I suppose last year Mayo, like, got a good lead in this in the Ickey Record final, and we kind of reeled them in, and you know, I suppose we got a few goals near the end in that, because it was nip and tuck the whole way. Like, you know, there wasn't much in it, and we had two quick-fire goals, and, you know, deservedly, in my opinion, won the Ickey Record. Like, but look, Mayo's a changed team this year. Like, you know, they've changed the whole spine of their team. They have a new recruit in there from Galway as well, playing Galway, Pierce McCran. You know, he's playing Galway Senior Championship, he's centre half-back. They changed around the team. Keith Higgins is back in there. I think he had 1-4 last week against, Roscommon. So, you know, Mayo has a changed team from last year. They come into Letterkenny after, you know, 2-1s and a trot there. Like, you know, their confidence will be up, but I expect our boys, you know, I expect a big response from Donegal this weekend.
Yeah, Donegal defensively, they'll be looking for a good showing, and if they can do that, Joe, I suppose it'll be like where we were in the Roscommon game. If you can hang in there, anything can happen towards the end.
There's teams came to Letterkenny before when we were in 2B, the likes of Down and Derry, and, you know, we pulled off the results there, and definitely there's no reason why Donegal can't beat Mayo this weekend. Like, as I said, we beat them last year, you know, that's gone now. Mayo might be coming looking for a bit of revenge, you know, but in saying that, Donegal are more than capable of beating Mayo this weekend. And as I said, last week's results didn't go their way, so, like, Mickey be looking for a response this weekend too as well, you know.
How big a miss is Davin Flynn? You watched Donegal over the last two games. He, of course, was the star man in that Record final towards the end last year, so I know we keep going back to that day in Croke Park, but obviously a big part player for Donegal last year. He's not there this year, so he's not, Joe. Was it evident in the last two games that we're missing the likes of Davin Flynn?
Davin, you know, he's come from good pedigree down in Tipperary there, like, and, you know, he racked up some nice scores last year for us, as I say, in the Ickey Record final. It was a goal that we needed. But overall, I would say, you know, like, young Kevin Keeley there is a massive miss, in my opinion, as well. Like, you know, he was playing wing forward last year, playing some great stuff. Might have, you know, never happened for him in the Ickey Record final, although he tried hard. You know, he's a big miss there as well, you know. And I suppose, like, looking around, the forwards haven't really clicked yet, you know, like they can. Because if you look at that Donegal forward line, like, you know, there's some serious talent there. But, you know, it just hasn't really clicked regarding scores-wise, you know. But I remember last year they clicked against Tyrone and you know went into the Ickey Record final then and great form. So look, it's hopefully now Letterkenny, they love Letterkenny, nice big pitch. So hopefully they'll suit our forwards come Sunday.